6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Thank you for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News and a box of chocolates, too, if you like. Let's see what's going on with today's news.
Thank you, Frank. Some sad news in Central Oregon today. A 16-year-old boy was killed after being hit by a truck while riding his bicycle Monday night. He was riding on Reed Market Road with his friend near Pettigrew Road when a pickup truck and trailer struck him. A report from the Bend Bulletin states the driver of the truck put on the brakes because cars were slowing in front of him, but the truck and trailer spun and hit a lava rock fence. That caused the truck to spin further, then strike the boy. His friend is said to have narrowly escaped being hit, and the investigation was still ongoing late last night. The discussion over whether Bend should elect its mayor is not over yet. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the latest.
A citizens committee recently told the city council it decided against changing from an appointed mayor to an elected one after further discussion. But city councilor Jim Clinton feels it's time Bend voters have a say in our leader.
Of the 253 cities in Oregon, only 19 still have an appointed mayor. So to me, it's kind of a carryover from the small town days in Bend. And certainly all of the other cities that still do this, 18 of them are much smaller than Bend.
The city council is expected to take up the discussion again when it meets August 3rd. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The market started a little shaky, and lawmakers still struggle to reach a deal on the debt ceiling. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says things settled down fairly quickly.
The markets looked like they were going to sell off sharply. Asian markets sold off, European markets sold off, but when the U.S. markets opened, they sold off at the open and then sort of rallied as bargain hunters came in. So it wasn't that as big. Markets still think that we're going to get a deal done.
Democratic and Republican congressional leaders are preparing to unveil new deficit reduction plans as they try to reach a middle ground before the August 2nd deadline. Gas prices are starting to move up again. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports oil industry analysts are not expecting a major spike in prices.
The average price in Oregon increased a penny to $3.76, but nationwide the average increased 2 cents to $3.69. Marie Dodds of the AAA says refinery problems in the Midwest are causing prices to spike there.
Those prices have been skyrocketing in those states and have helped to drive up the national average over the last few weeks.
Diesel in Oregon dropped a penny to $4.04. Dodd says prices are expected to fluctuate slightly during the summer.
I think we're going to be in a pattern where the rest of the summer we'll probably see small ups and downs in the price of gas.
Outside factors such as a hurricane could cause prices to rise. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Washington State Court of Appeals has tossed part of the conviction of Michael Collins. That's the man accused of beating up a cross-country skier and leaving him for dead. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports on that.
Michael Collins was sentenced to 25 years in prison for his assault on Kevin Tracy, but the court's decision has reduced that to 6 years. The court determined the prosecutor incorrectly filed a charge of attempted felony murder, which does not exist. Collins will serve 6 years for his robbery conviction. Collins and his son Tevin had fled to Mexico where they were arrested. Collins' appellate attorney says that if the prosecutor refiles an attempted murder charge, they'll argue it should also be dropped. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Lincoln County officers have made several arrests after the discovery of fraudulent check cashing schemes on the Oregon coast. Detective Charles Lane says the Lincoln Interagency Narcotics Team arrested 47-year-old Claudia Starkey of Beaverton for trying to cash a $2,000 check at Chinook Winds Casino on July 17th. That led to a search of a residence in Depot Bay.
And as they started uncovering more evidence, that led to another search warrant in Lincoln City.
48-year-old Michael Tatum of Depot Bay and 37-year-old Ross Hayward of Lincoln City were arrested for making the fake checks. Three others were arrested after being recruited to cash the checks. Lane says more arrests are expected as that investigation continues. And that's a look at our local news so far today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
And good morning to you. 10 minutes.